Mine's a Shahayo. About a number of years back, that somebody was in bed and he was awake and his wife was sleeping, and all of a sudden he heard a baby crying. So he went to the Rav, local Rav. They called him a Bechesko man down, and the Rav said, yep, she's Tmeya. We don't say the baby could be crying if the baby wasn't born, and therefore it has to be that the baby was born and she's Tmeya Shiva. Now, had this story happened in the 21st century, we would have sent him back to sleep. We would have told him that he's chalaming and he didn't hear anything. Travolta said that many women talk and hear baby crying, think they hear the baby crying, and it's just chalimis. But the Neid Behuda took it seriously. The shaila is, if the Neid Behuda lived in the 21st century, would he be able to mavar that the baby is a boy like they an ultrasound? And then you shouldn't have to wait. He says there, he can't even say it's a svek svek, a suffix is a zacher, suffix is a nifl, ayin shom. Maybe he can be mavar like they an ultrasound that it's a zacher, and then should only be tummy 7 days. Al tashim later. Should be able to go to the mikvah after 7 days. They went back inside and they continued going. It wasn't a birth afterwards. They wouldn't have come to the Rav. Yesh lahim. But that's not the story I wanted to tell. The story I wanted to tell happened much more recent, the past week or two. A woman went to the hospital. They told her, it's a true story, they told her that the baby stopped growing, and therefore there's no reason to continue the pregnancy. She might as well induce her. So she came to the hospital, and I think it was the Arab Shabbos, so Thursday night, a week and a half ago. And the baby still is alive, Baruch Hashem. There's no reason. Well, at the end, a few weeks before her due date. Kitzur, she came in and they checked her and they didn't. Nothing's going on. And they induced her after a day later. The shaila is, at what point does she become tummy? When does the woman become tummy that she's been sitting on the birthing stool for the last 36 hours? She's been in the same room that she's going to be in after when she gives birth. They put her into a room. She's going to be, so one of the rais that a woman is, one of the simbanim that a woman has become in the leda is chaversel and reis say so. She's yeshivas al mashber. She's been yeshivas al mashber for 36 hours. So what's going on here? So that's a sedra tire. That yeshivas al mashber is a siba, not a simin. Simin. Not a siba. Just because she's Yeshivas al Mashber, it's just a simin that if she can't walk anymore and she has to be Yeshivas al Mashber, then she's going to be tummy. Before then, she's not going to be tummy. But Melo, this woman that's been Yeshivas al Mashber, at what point does she become tummy? She's been sitting there the entire time. So, if the baby stuck the hand out, or any part of the baby came out, then even if it's not a Leida Midaraisa, because Leida Midaraisa is only if you have roiv of the body, or if you have rave of the head, which is Shaila, if it's rave of the head, rave padachta, if you pass it into Maisa, like Beis Yosef, second half of Tzadid Aleph, Beis Yosef says that the real gears in the Rambam is not rave padachta, it's just padachta, which is rave of the reishay, that would make it a yulud. But either Rabbanon or Machmir by Yad, and any aver, not just Vitim Yad, even though the Pasuk only says Vitim Yad, that it's a, but we're Machmir, any aver that's already considered a leidim, either Rabbanon, the Cholapachet, and she's going to be tummy. However, if none of that happens, and no birds came out, and no shoyas came out, and there's no psich lekever, then the only time that she's going to be tmeo is dafka in a case where she can't walk anymore, then she's going to be tummy. However, if it's false contraction, and the contraction stopped, and they send her home, and nothing came out, then pesach shuvah brings down a machlekes nachashiv as machmer, but it seems that Reva Chreinim are Mekel, and we only say that that's considered when Marfreya was Nizgala, that the Taka was never a Psichasa Makar. It wasn't, even though it has a Shem Leda, she's a Shem Yerleda, and it gets in the Chalav Shabbos. However, it was Nizgala Lebesayf that Shitaka wasn't a Yerleda, and in a Hanami she's not going to be Tmeya until she actually gives birth.